Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out in the classroom for a few years now, leading professional development for teachers and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. As you're listening to this in August, I've just come back from a whirlwind of PD trips for some in-person PD in Texas, outside of Austin, in Dallas, in Virginia, and I'm headed to work with some New York teachers in person this month. Now, you might be used to joining me on Tuesdays for new episodes of the podcast, but today is a special bonus episode in partnership with Pick My Kid, and I'm excited to bring you another special bonus episode on a Sunday today. Now, before we jump into today's episode, a quick reminder, you can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. If you're listening to this on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, I know I'm usually listening on Spotify, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you listen today, and it'll take you to all of the resources I mentioned. This episode is sponsored by Pick My Kid. Many schools struggle with dismissal processes that waste time and leave students vulnerable. Pick My Kid empowers schools to simplify dismissal, engage parents, and keep students safe with their easy-to-use platform for both dismissal and emergency management. That way, everyone has peace of mind and can focus on what really matters, learning. Get started transforming your school safety on the platform used by over 2,000 schools in all 50 states at pickmykid.com, PIKMYKID.com, by requesting a demo. Today's episode is titled Using Technology to Make the School Day Smoother, a bonus episode with Pick My Kid. I am so excited to have Pat on the podcast today, the founder and CEO of Pick My Kid, to chat about this topic. You're going to hear some of my kind of just my passion around this topic, because the idea of making things simpler, smoother, easier for everyone in a school community is definitely near and dear to my heart. You might even remember the podcast episode I did earlier this summer on time-saving tips, right? I share a lot of tips around this idea of making things smoother, and this concept, what we're going to talk about today with Pat, all about dismissals and school communication, is definitely an area that I know schools that I work with and that I chat with educators from are always looking to make improvements with. So we're going to jump into this episode. I know you're going to have a lot of great takeaways. And of course, I'll share with you as we go through where to go to find the links and some extra resources. Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast. I am very excited to chat with you today about a topic that's important to me, you know, making things smoother and easier and safer for students and for teachers and educators at all levels. So before we jump in, would love to hear a little bit about your role in education. What does your day-to-day look like?
My name is Saravana Bhava. I go by Pat because that was my call sign while I was flying in the Navy eons back. I'm the founder of and CEO of Pick My Kid. It's kind of a platform which encompasses everything about safety in K-12 schools today. If you can think of it like the entire chain of custody management solution, right from the time when a child is dropped off in school till the time they're picked up late evening. So the entire chain of custody and the safety and accountability of the children can be tracked on this platform. That's my day-to-day. I'm not a traditional ed tech person. I happened to get into the space because we tried to solve a problem in my daughter's school, and more on that later, but that's what I do on a daily basis, make schools safer.
Well, just like you mentioned, right? Sometimes we walk into different industries because we're called to it, right? We see a problem, we want to solve it. We have an idea that we know can scale and probably help other people, right? Outside of our own situation too. You know, and today we're talking about using technology to make the school day smoother. And I often talk about this topic from more of the classroom logistics, like how to save time or boost productivity, you know, but when we're talking today, I'd really love to start off with some of the ways that the school day isn't smooth, right? To kind of talk about that problem that you mentioned, right? What are some of the challenges school face that get in the way of having a smooth school day?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked this question because this is the biggest problem facing educators today and the least talked about and the least solved problem, right? So if you think about it, you know, teachers love teaching and they hate anything which keeps them away from their core focus, which is teaching and interacting with their students, right? So we put all these barriers and it just adds friction to them interacting with their kids. So that is at the core of what we try and solve at Pick My Kid, right? So let me give you a scenario. You know, you as a parent, or if you have to change your dismissal mode for your child, the only way you have is to pick up the phone, call the school. The school verifies who you are. The front desk is taking a 2-3 minute phone call from you. Then they write a sticky note. Then they call a runner. They tell the runner or a kid like, hey, go to Miss Johnson's class and hand this over. So the front desk is wasting 5 minutes. The runner is wasting their time. The teacher is interrupted in the classroom. And in a typical school, they receive about 40 to 70 phone calls a day. Just this one process alone, the amount of time interruptions in the daily process is mind-boggling and it is the least solved problem today, right? From there, you move on to tardies, tracking tardies, right? In the physical manner, chit, and go to the front desk and get your name written and take the chit, go to your classroom teacher. She makes a record of it. Time suck, right? Yeah. And then early releases. Hey, I have a dentist appointment. I have this. So the moms today put a little note in Johnny's backpack, which the teacher is supposed to check. And then if they don't, everything gets messed up. Or they send an email to the teacher and the teacher has to be constantly on the email trying to, you know, keep on top of things. So all these mundane day-to-day, you know, admin problems get in the way of teachers being efficient, right? So Pick My Kid solves for all these time sucks. And the biggest thing we solve for when the bell rings at 2:30, there's absolute chaos, which happens in every school, right? Kids running helter-skelter, teachers with walkie-talkies, you know, around dodging traffic. And about, it's almost all hands on deck with teachers. And that is the time they're supposed to be focusing on prepping for the next day or winding down and getting those notes in place. And here you are, you're putting a walkie-talkie in their hand and telling them to go dodge traffic and manage something, which they have never trained to do. So we take that all off their hand and put a seamless solution in place, which uses technology in a very non-intrusive manner, easy to use. And it starts from the time the child is dropped in the school till the time all these back-end processes manage, the custody issues, the delegation, the after-school program, all those management issues is gone. And we have so much anecdotal evidence from schools who use our product that they're able to focus more and interact more with the parents when they show up and they connect in a meaningful manner rather than kind of, you know, shepherding through the line. So, and we have third-party studies and I can touch upon that later, but that's at the core of what we do. You know, we take the mundane work out so teachers can focus more on what really matters, which is teaching and learning. More so in today's post-COVID, post-pandemic, when we're going to make up this learning loss, we got to, you know, do much more. And we're putting our teachers in additional stress. But if you don't give them technology, we're not setting them up for success.
Pat, I really appreciate you using the word friction because I think that's a great way to describe some of these pieces. And I know when I talk about using technology tools or just making sure, you know, that things are working in a smooth way, that word friction comes up a lot because it doesn't mean we won't get to where we want to go, but is there a way to remove some of these frictions, right? That make it hard or painful or just, right, taking out these pieces where we can reallocate our time and our energy to what is priority, high priority, right? Some things need to happen and that's why they become top of the list, right? But we have these other action items that we know are high priority too. So I really like that you use that word because I think it helps just demonstrate what gets in the way of some of the things we know, right, are barriers for having a smooth day. So, you know, as we jump into this idea of making the school day more streamlined, right, that smoother school day. What are some ways, and you alluded to this a bit already, but what are some ways that technology can help make the school day smoother? Maybe we can start again kind of at that start of the day to think through the day of like, what would those tech-friendly touch points be throughout the day that can help things be more streamlined?
For example, you know, arrivals, right? Arrivals and attendance, that's the first thing which happens. And when the arrival and attendance happens, a lot of teachers wished they had an automatic way of a questionnaire or a reminder to parents, which can, you know, hit them up before they drop the child off. Say, for example, hey, we have dancing class today, so bring your dancing shoes. Or, you know, hey, don't forget your PTA dues or whatever the case may be. So it starts there. A reminder can be pushed to parents' phones. Well, to start with, backing up, pick my kid whenever it goes into any school. We have almost 80 to 100% parent adoption on a daily basis. So it starts with that, a parental engagement, a communal engagement into a common platform is have the problem solved, right? And then you can go and build on that. So pick my kid when they're installed in any school. We start with almost 100% parent engagement, right? So based on that engagement, we start when they drop the child off, any reminder needs to be done, any questionnaire needs to be filled up, it happens. And then the attendance automatically triggers the moment they enter a geofence within the school. So they're there to drop off Johnny. They can check one button on their phone. They, you know, drop them off. And then, and now we'll get into the eventualities, right? So what if they're tardy? What if, you know, early release? All those things can be handled seamlessly through their phone app without having to call somebody, without trying to prove who they are, or even those emergency contacts, that's all seamlessly handled. The certifications that are handled in the back end of our system automatically. And then you move into attendance, like I told you, it seamlessly integrates with your SAS. So it is, you know, you exactly know who's there at school at any point in time. So that part is taken care of. Now, throughout the day, what happens is not every day is a doomsday scenario where an emergency occurs, right? For any one of those scenarios, there are US teachers. We know for sure that there are 100 other emergencies which happen on a daily basis, which require the same level of urgency, but not call 911, like, you know, a brawl in the, you know, corridor in high school, or, you know, Johnny fell off a slide, or whatever be the case. Yeah. They are real emergencies, but they don't need us to push a panic button on the wall, right? But you need to react the same way. You need to call the doctor in the same urgency. You need to call the nurse in the same way. So what we do is our platform also enables these customized, so to speak, emergency management protocols in place, wherein each emergency has a special call group and only those people will be alerted and with the same urgency, you know, it's handled, right? And then you roll towards the end of the day. And of course, I just told you the dismissal management, the change management, which keeps the phone calls. And then you go to the end of the day, right, from your car line to your buses to your after school programs. And sometimes it is a chain of custody which happens from the school to an after-school program to football practice,
all the places.
So it's a chain. It's a logistical nightmare which I don't know how, but teachers manages every day without technology by just their sheer grit, willpower, and stress levels. Right. Mm-hmm. So all that can be managed seamlessly without as much work using a platform like this. And what is even more better is that the admins can sit back and actually pull reports of last day, last month, and last week, and you can see who are the perpetual latecomers. And we all have parents like those. So they can have a conversation with, you know, with reports which you can pull rather than, oh, no, I was there, Miss Johnson, you just didn't see me. So these are very powerful outcomes of actually using a system like us. And anecdotally, a few years ago, we did work with an academia at the University of South Florida. They did a research on one of our schools. They actually came up, they're tasked with quantifying these savings. They actually came up with about $40,000 worth of teachers' time saved in an average per school per year. That's $40,000. That's almost an additional teacher being on premise whose work has been saved. Like, you know, and there was another study conducted by University of St. Pete. There's a doctoral level study. They just focused on the carbon footprint implications and how the efficiencies in car line have managed not only time, but the gas savings. They came up with 20,000 pounds of carbon footprint saved per school per year. So these are really powerful savings. using a seamless technology in the back end, you know? So yeah, there are a lot of outcomes. We're really proud about the impact, but the focus has to be on the school, has to be on the teachers, has to be on the students, and trying to maximize their time and outcome there. And everything else will fall in place, I think.
Yeah. And I really like that connection you just made to even the carbon footprint, right? Like I visit school, I taught in an urban school here in New York City. So, you know, it wasn't the quite the same, you know, pickup line, you know, where there was surely, you know, school dismissal barriers, you know, or friction as you're talking about, but not the car rider line. And, you know, when I travel and visit schools in different parts of the country, right, everywhere is a little bit different, but one thing that is often the same, right, is that challenge with that car rider line where people are showing up so early. It's hot, you know, it's hot today as we're recording this, right? Yeah. And it stays warm in September and October in a lot of places that might get real cold, but either way, you're running your car for that whole time. So, you know, even as you were talking, I was thinking about just like the project-based learning connection for a group of high school students, right? To think about the impact here from an environmental perspective. So yeah, just so many things that technology can do. And I love the parent buy-in that you mentioned. Yeah.
And if I may add a little bit, and you mentioned urban schools, and it just came to my mind, there was another study conducted by DOT. By the way, DOT supports and funds our project as well based on these outcomes. What they actually noticed is because our system triggers an alert back to the parent, like kind of instantly, they in the same instant they leave the school to start walking home. At scale, what has happened is in every school which had implemented this, they see an increased tolerance for parents to let their kids walk home from school. So it increased walkers, increased bicycle riders. So parents are less likely to crowd and congregate in school during dismissals because now they have accountability. They get instant alert. They know when they leave the campus. They know when they're there in after school. There's no guesswork. So they feel more safe. So we have inadvertently, this was not our intended purpose, but inadvertently we have increased healthier living. And also we increase the confidence level of the parents. So they're allowing kids to walk home from school and feel more safer. And all that is accountable on the system as well.
That's so interesting. And, you know, it really leads us into this next question that I wanted to make sure, you know, I asked you about, which is the school safety connection, right? Because the dismissal process and tackling some of the logistical barriers and the staffing and all those other pieces, right, is just one piece of the puzzle here, you know, for having that smoother dismissal. We know having a smooth dismissal, like you just mentioned, in the urban environments where you might have students walking or doing something different because they have access to this platform, you know, they can also help kids stay safe. So what is that connection? Can you tell us a little bit more about that connection between school dismissal and then increasing school safety?
No, that's a great point, right? So that was something which we were dabbling with ourselves in the beginning of our learning curve with this product. What we learned is at the core of any school safety solution, communal engagement is a must. You need to have all the stakeholders involved, that is parents, teachers, children, and the school staff on the same platform, talking the same language and actually getting the information from the same source. That is one key problem we need to solve if we have to encourage a healthy community in which there's healthy exchange of information and there's confidence and there's trust. So unbeknownst to us, when we started solving for the dismissal solution, even dismissal solution cannot be successful if you didn't have a buy-in from the entire community.
Totally.
So once we had that the difficult problem solved of the communal buy-in, schools started asking us, hey, we have engagement on this platform like never before on any of our other platforms. Can you move some of your safety aspects or can we build some safety aspect? So these suggestions came from the school, actually. And then we started thinking, and then this was like 4 or 5 years ago, and then we put so many school safety processes and products in there embedded within our system. It's become a robust collection of entire school safety product now. It came about because, for example, throughout the school day, a teacher has logged into the SIS. And they incidentally also happen to log into Pick My Kid because they don't want to receive those sticky notes, what I told you. They don't want to receive email from parents. So they have their portal open in the back end. And what better platform to initiate emergencies than a platform which is already open, they're used to, rather than running to some other, you know, some other third-party solution which they never use except in emergency. So we just put this one button, which actually leads into, hey, what kind of emergency is it? Who do you want to involve? It's 2-3 clicks. and it's a silent alarm, internal or external, or whatever the protocol is, it triggers automatically. So that is on the like a silent panic alarm part of it. And then when we roll towards dismissal, what happens today is that every school by law has to have an emergency reunification plan if something were to go wrong during dismissal, right? So that is a mandated by law that every school needs to have a dismissal, sorry, needs to have an emergency reunification plan. But today what happens is it's all in pen and paper. It's in some, you know, checklist in a dusty corner. Teachers don't know what that is. Parents don't know. And God forbid emergency happens, and we see that live on TV all the time, that the emergency reunification takes up to 6 to 8 hours to accomplish when it needs to really work.
Yeah.
So when things of serious nature happens, your emergency protocols don't work as efficiently as it should. And the dismissal or reunification to parents take inordinate amount of time. What our program does is we just take the regular dismissal, which we do from a, like, let me back up a little bit and tell you a 30-second overview of how it happens so you can understand how the emergency reunification works. Today, an emergency reunification, a regular reunification, when a school comes on board, we set a geofence around the school. It's a virtual geofence. So whenever a parent with a phone enters, we can recognize them. We know there are their custody issues and carpool issues, and they are linearly sequenced so they can pick up their children in an orderly fashion. The only difference what happens in emergency reunification is the geofence relocates to this emergency new location, and the process remains exactly the same. So the parents, they know exactly what to do. They get in, they automatically announced or recognized in the system. The school knows who's in the line, who they have custody for, who to discharge the children to. So there is nothing new. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're just using technology in a seamless way to empower them to do what they already do in a better and more efficient manner. So it was just a synergistic addition to our platform, the school safety aspects, while we handle dismissal. That makes sense.
Absolutely. And I just think that just the seamlessness, right, of all of these connections are so important to think about, you know. And as we get ready to finish up here, you know, in our conversation today, I want to make sure people understand, you know, what Pick My Kid can do, how a listener can get started if they want to bring this to their school or district. So if they're excited about this concept, what should they do if they want to bring this to their learning environment?
I think the first thing is to get to know the product, because, you know, it works fantastic for most schools, but then it is not ideal for some schools who are really small, or maybe, you know, they have their own way in which they like to do stuff. So we don't want to impose a regimented process into some schools which already are comfortable. So the first step would be to go to our website. There is, you know, a demo link in which book a time, and you can actually speak with, you know, in live 30, 40 minutes, whatever it takes, to see if this works for your school, right? When we you know, discover that fit, and thereafter we have almost 95% retention rate, which means we hardly have schools who come on board and ever leave us.
Right, huge.
Yeah, it is huge, and we are grateful for that. But thereafter, once you discover there is a fit, and you know, it's about, you know, getting the finances in place and making sure, you know, we're able to pay for it. Talking of paying for it, I think we've discovered over the years, we are covered by so many federal grants and Title I and Title IX and CARES Act and ESSER funds. We will find a way in which you can accommodate within your budget, or find a grant that pays for it, either in the state level, either in the DOT, or we'll work with you to find the money. But if there is a need, we will be the solution. And even if you don't find the money, there is a free call line product right on our website. You can go, you don't have to talk to a single soul. You can click it, start using it today, and be more efficient than walkie-talkies.
Perfect. I love that. More efficient than walkie-talkies is a great way for us to finish up here today. Yeah. So I will make sure, if you're listening in today, that you can click right where you are listening to the episode to learn more, to schedule a demo, and we'll add some more links to the show notes. But thank you so much, Pat, for your time today and for helping give us some ideas for making the school day smoother.
Absolutely. A pleasure chatting with you, Monica. Great. Thank you for the opportunity, and look forward to continuing the conversation later.
So let's finish up this episode like we always do with some key points to really think about how to make ed tech easier. Review how dismissal time is being used. Get buy-in from your school community. Make connections to school safety goals. And take a look at the data you collect. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode at classtechtips.com/podcast, including all of the ways to connect with the team at Pick My Kit. A big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Pick My Kid. If you're ready to show your staff and parents they can be confident in your school safety measures, get started with the leading school safety and dismissal platform today. Visit pickmykid.com, PIKMYKID.com, to request a demo and walk through exactly how this affordable technology will help you transform your experience. Bonus, you'll also see the 7 grants you can use to fund Pick My Kid. Thanks again for listening to today's episode, a special bonus episode of the Easy EdTech podcast. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit that follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you have a moment and are feeling extra helpful today, please leave a rating or review for the podcast. It helps other educators find this podcast and when they're searching for topics like EdTech in their podcast app. Have a great week and check back on Tuesday morning for next week's new episode.